Let's try this again. Good evening, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos. Again, Erev Chanukah. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos class, Learnik. So I hope everyone is enjoying a meaningful week. And Be'ezras Hashem, we are ready for the Heilige Yom Tov of Chanukah and the forces of Kedusha and Torah over Tumah and the enemy that tries to destroy the Jewish neshama. We have two sponsors tonight. I will say them in the order that I receive them. The first one is our dear friend Michelle Weiss, who has been learning with us from the very beginning, from class number one. She was part of the founding families of the Shir, along with Miriam Goodman. So Michelle Weiss is sponsoring as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Tinok Ben Rachel. It's a difficult matzav. She told me a little bit. The baby really needs Refuah Shleima. The family should have Rachami Shamayim. And these Divrei Torah should really bring Zechus Refuos and Yeshuos for Tinok Ben Rachel. B'soch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael. Also, Malki Sultan is sponsoring our other dear friend Malki, who has sponsored before. Malki Sultan is sponsoring the Zecher Nishmas, her father-in-law. The Yurtzeit is Chaf Gimel Kislev, Harav Eliyahu ben Shlomo Zalman Halevi, Zichron Avracha. So Malki wrote very special. He was a Talmud Chacham in Mir. He escaped with the Mir Yeshiva when they escaped the inferno of Churban Europa. His older brother, Hashem Yinkom Damo, was a Rosh Hashiva in the Yeshiva Ketana in Mir. He was married with a wife and children, and Hashem Yinkom Damo, they could not escape. Malki wrote, my father-in-law escaped with the Yeshiva along with his brother's son. They were the sole survivors of their family. They came together to the United States after the war. In the Mir, he was Chavrusas with Rav Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal. And after he retired, Malki wrote, my in-laws moved right near the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn. He learned there every morning, and that was his Makom Tefillah. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum was actually maspid him at the Levaya 28 years ago. He was a Talmud Chacham. He was very edel, a real gentleman. Whenever I would serve him a meal, he would say, Adang Fardim Kavod. I can't think of a more appropriate way to honor him than by sponsoring Torah learning. Tehei Zichro Baruch, Ashir Shabbos Chus, Aliyah Neshama. He was a Sheiris Apleta. Surviving remnant who rebuilt after the Holocaust, Rav Eliyahu ben Shlomo Zalman Halevi, Zichrono Levracha, Shavizchus Aliyah Neshama, on the merit of the Divrei Torah that we will share. I thank both Michelle Weiss and Malki Sultan very, very much, Tiskul and Mitzvos, and the Meisim Tovim to both of you for ensuring that our Shir Baruch Hashem will learn this evening. So this is very interesting. I didn't know what to teach. Oh my gosh. Okay, I did not know what we should learn this evening, so I started Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, and I started with Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, and I really just started to read through Pirkei Avos, and I knew I wanted to talk something about Chanukah, but I wanted to tie into Pirkei Avos. So then I came to the Mishnah and Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Okay, started in Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, gave the Mishnah Gimel, and I thought, oh, I'm going to teach this Mishnah. The Hashgacha tonight is one of those, like, it's crazy. Like, I actually, when I was preparing, I just stopped. I was just staring at the sources, and I didn't even know what to do. I just said a kapitel of Tehillim, a few kapitel of Tehillim, because I was so overwhelmed by the revealed Hashgacha. I'm going to begin by screen sharing. So let's go to the Mishnah that I want to screen share with you. Here's the handout. Okay. Could you see it says Pirkei Avos 3:2 at the top of my screen? Yeah, thank you, Miriam. Hi, Miriam. Okay, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan Omer, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan tells us, Shnayim sheyoshvin ve'ein be'neim divrei Torah. If two people sit at a table, and there is not between them any divrei Torah, harezim moshav leitzim. If two people have the audacity to sit at a table and not share a divrei Torah, it's a meal of scoffers. And David HaMelech warns us in the first kapitel of Tehillim, "Ubamoshav leitzim lo yashav." Do not sit in the meal of scoffers. Shenema, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Ubamoshav leitzim lo yashav." The worst kind of animosity towards avodas Hashem is a scoffer. asher lo alach be'atzas v'sha'im uvederach chata'im uvemosh av leitzim lo yashav. The leitzim are even worse than the chata'im and the rasha'im. So two people who sit together and they talk about the weather and they talk about, I don't know, a sports game, and they talk about what they're eating for lunch, and they talk about a menu, and they talk about laundry, and they talk about appointments, but they don't talk about divrei Torah. How could two people sit together and not share some sort of dvarim shebekedusha? So this is a mosh of leitzim. It's a meal of scoffers, says the Mishnah. Says Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. Furthermore, the Mishnah says of al shnayim sheyoshvin beyesh b'neim divrei Torah. But when two people sit together and they say a word of Torah, doesn't mean that, you know, it depends on a person's level. It depends who we're talking about. You're talking about the gedolei ador, so they only talk about Torah. They don't talk about anything else. You're talking about a lay person. Maybe you say a short divrei Torah in the midst of everything else that you say. Shnayim sheyoshvin beyesh b'neim divrei Torah. When two people sit and there is between them divrei Torah, shchina shruya b'neihem. The shchina, the divine presence, comes and sits with those two people. Between those two people is the divine presence. Shenema, like the pasuk says in Malachi, Az nidburu yirei Hashem ish el yirei ehu. Then they spoke, the God-fearing, a man to his friend. So each two God-fearing people are sitting and they're speaking to each other. Vayakshev Hashem. When two God-fearing people and two Yirei Hashem sit, and each one speaks ish al yirei ehu, vayakshev Hashem, Hashem is paying attention. Vayushama, and Hashem hears. Vayikasev sefer zichar on the fanav. And a book of remembrances is written before him, liyirei Hashem, for those who are God-fearing, luchosh veshmo, those who contemplate his name. So this is a pasuk from Malachi that the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, like you see here on the screen, the beginning of Pirkei Gimel, chooses to tell you that when two people sit together and they have between them words of Torah, so Hashem pays attention, Hashem listens, and he writes a sefer zikaron before him of these people. Who are they? Liyirei Hashem. They are God-fearing. L'chosh v'shmo. They contemplate his name. So it's an etzah. When you are sitting with somebody else, you should try and put in there a word of Torah. To try and include something about Torah. Ainli Eloshnayim, this is referring to two people. Minayin Shafilu Echad Shioshev Bosek Batara. Let's say, sometimes during the day, I'm sitting and I'm having lunch and there's no one else there. It's just me, myself. So who am I supposed to share a Dvar Torah with? There's no one else home. This one's at work, this one's in school, this one's whatever, in college. So who am I supposed to share a Dvar Torah with? I'm just by myself. What should I do? Is it a Moshe of Leitzim? Achad Shayoshev Ve'ilsek B'Torah. Even if one sits and he's involved in Torah by himself, so you read a Sefer, you listen to Hashir, you do something, even though you're sitting by yourself, to be involved somehow in Torah, whether you're listening, or you're reading Hashir, or you're learning the Chumash, whatever it is, Shakosh Baruch Hu Koveh Eloschar. Kosh Baruch Hu establishes for him a reward. Well, is whoever is Osek in Torah, Shem establishes a reward. Shanema, like the Pasuk says in Eicha, Yoshev Badad V'yidom, one who sits alone and he is silent, Ki natal alav, Hashem ensures that the reward will come upon him. So this Mishnah teaches about Torah. So I went through Perak Aleph and I went through Perak Beis and I got to the beginning of Perak Gimel. I thought, oh, this Mishnah's Shayach, because why is it Shayach? This is the Mishnah I'm going to teach tonight, because what the Yevanim wanted to do about 200 years before the destruction of the Second Temple is they wanted to root out not only certain mitzvahs like Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Mila, Taharas HaMishpacha, but what they wanted to do was eradicate Torah from Am Yisrael. If you eradicate Torah from Am Yisrael, then there's no Kedusha, then there's no Neshama left, then Rachman Tzon, there's no Ruchnias, and Klal Yisrael becomes an empty shell. Of course, they were not successful, so Baruch Hashem, we're here learning Torah 2200 later because they weren't successful, but that's what they wanted to do, root out Torah. So I thought, oh, this is a perfect Mishnah for us to focus tonight. We can be a segue into Chanukah, because when we fight the Umos HaOlam with the power of Torah, even if it's two people, it doesn't have to be a whole Beis Medrash. It doesn't need to be the Lakewood Kola. It could be two people sitting at a table learning Torah. There is the Shechina. It could be one person sitting all by themselves, reading a Sefer, listening to a Shir, zooming in, speaking to Vrei Torah to somebody. Well, that would be two people. One person himself. So even there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there is reward. I want to stop for, put this Mishnah in mind. I will tell you that this Mishnah, what I'm saying is not put this Mishnah aside. Before we come to Chanukah, when I was learning through this Mishnah, it reminded me of a Maisa in the Chumash, in this week's Sedra. So I was formulating the Shir in my mind. I thought this is a perfect Mishnah. And I can also go from this Mishnah to the Parsha, and I'm going to show you why I said I could go to the Parsha. So I'm going to do the next screen share. I think there's a way for me to screen share multiple screens at one time. I should probably test it out one time. Okay, can you see it says Bereishis chapter 37? Okay, that's this week's Sadra. Right? By Yeshiv. Ayeshev Yaakov Beretz. So keep that in mind. Keep the Mishnah in mind. Okay, where's Michal? It's going. You have to wait and see. Ayeshev Yaakov Beretz Megur. Avi Beretz Canaan. Yaakov dwelled in the land of his father's sojourns in the land of Canaan. These are the offspring of Yaakov. Yosef was 17 years old. He was a shepherd with his brothers with the flocks, and he was a na'ar. He would do masen rus. Says Rashi, fixes eyelashes, fixes hair. He was a lad with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, the wives of his father. And Yosef brought lashon hara about them to father Avram Minachai, Mezalzelim Bnei Ashvachos. That was the third thing. Mezalzelim Bnei Ashvachos, Avram Minachai. And being with the Canaanite women. V'Yisrael havas Yosef mikol banav. Israel loved Yosef from all his sons because he was a son of his old age. Says Targum Unklus Baruch Hakemu that he was the son of his wisdom. And he made from a special ksonas pasim. Not such a good thing. The other brothers aren't so happy. Pasim, says Rashi, stands for Potiphar, Sochim, Yishmaelim, and Midyanim, the travails that would befall Yosef. And the brothers see the father loves him more than all the other brothers, and they hate him, and they can't speak to him in peace. And Yosef had a dream, and he told his brothers, and they continue to hate him. And he says, listen to this dream that I dreamt. Behold, we are binding sheaves of wheat in the middle of the field, and my sheaf got up, and it stood erect, and all your sheaves surrounded my sheaf, and bowed down to my sheaf. And his brothers say to him, what? Are you crazy? Hamaloch timloch aleinu imashal timshal banu? Do you think you will be the ruler of us? The king over us? Do you think you will be the ruler of us? Because why are you bowing, dreaming about us bowing down to you? They continue to hate him for his dreams and his words. And he had another dream, and he tells it to his brothers, and he says, oh, I had another dream. You're not going to believe it. You're bowing down to me again. The sun, the moon, the 11 stars are all bowing down to me. And he tells his father, and he tells his brother, and his father chastises him. And he says, what is this dream that you dreamt? Do you think, father says, that me and your mother and your brothers are coming to bow down to you to the ground? So Rashi says, Yaakov was trying to defuse the situation. Yaakov was saying, just like your mother's not coming, she died, Rachel died in Perek Lamed Hey, we're in Perek Lamed Zayin. Just like Rachel's not coming to bow down to you, it's impossible because she is Nefteris. So too, we're not coming to bow down to you. Yaakov is trying to defuse the situation. It's not going so well. Vayikanu bo echav. His brothers are very jealous of him. Okay, he has a ksonis pasim. He's the favorite son. Baruch HaKemule. Father transfers all his wisdom from Shem and Aver to Yosef. He's the son of the beloved wife, and they are not. Father loves him more than all the other sons, and he's dreaming of Melucha and Memshala. Oh, and he speaks Lashon Hara about them. It's not going so well. So the brothers go to shepherd the flocks of their father in Shechem, and Yisrael, Yaakov, calls Yosef, and he says, you know, your brothers are being shepherds in Shechem. Go, I'm going to send you to them. And Yosef says, Hineni, here I am, ever a good servant. Yosef knows that the brothers are not too fond of him, but father wants him to go on a shlichus, on a mission. Rashi says, for the mission. And his father says, go see the peace of your brothers and the welfare of the sheep, and bring me back word. And he sent him from the depths of Hebron, and he comes to Shechem. A man finds him, and Yosef is blundering. He's lost in the field. And the man says, what are you looking for? He says, I'm looking for my brothers. Could you please tell me where they are? And the man says, oh, they're not in Shechem anymore. They journey from here. I heard them saying, let's go to Dasson. I'm not staying in Shechem. Yosef goes after his brothers, and he finds them in Dasson. And it was, they see him coming from afar, and before he even comes close, they plot against him, they're going to kill him. And one man says to his brothers, to Shimon and Levi, behold, here comes the master of dreams. Va'ata l'chu v'nahargenu. Let's go and kill him. V'nashlicheyu ba'achad haboros. We'll throw him into one of the pits. Va'amarnu, and we're going to say, chaya ra'a chalasu. We're going to kill him. We'll throw the corpse into one of the pit. We'll go home and tell father it's not our fault. He was coming to find us, but a wolf found him. Along the way, a coyote found him. It tore him to shreds. V'nira ma'ya chalomasov. Let's see what will become of his dreams. Now we have a very, very strange and unusual series of psukim. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, in his Covenant and Conversation Genesis, points out that the Torah does something here it does not do anywhere else in the Chumash. V'yishma Ruvain, Ruvain hears, v'yatzilehu mi'adam. The Torah, says Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Zichron of the Vracha, does something it does not do anywhere else. It narrates a falsehood. That did not happen. What do you mean? No, Reuven did not save him from their hands. The Torah says he saved him from their hands. He did not. It's not true. Vayishma Reuven, Reuven heard. How could it save? He saved him from his hands. That's what the Torah says. But Reuven didn't save him. Reuven intended to save him. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions. He didn't save him, but the Torah writes and he saved him. But Yomer lo nakanu nefesh. Reuven says, you know, I don't think we should kill a soul. By Yomer Leim Reuven, Reuven says, Al tishpichu dam, don't spill blood. Let's throw him into one of these pits in the desert, but don't cast your hand against him. And now the Torah does something else that's very unusual, points out Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs. The Torah now narrates Reuven's intentions. Reuven was trying to stall for time. And what was the purpose of why did he say throw him into the pit? Reuven figured that while the brothers were plotting what to do with him, Reuven's going to go to the pit, and we see it in the Psukim. The Psukim tell us, he'll pull Yosef out and I'll take him home. That's exactly what it says here. Laman hatzilo so miyadam la shivu alaviv. Reuven's intention was to save him from their hands, to return him from father. So this is startling. Vayatzilea miyadam. And Mama says about Reuven that he saved him from their hands. The Torah narrates that. Reuven did not. But he says, let's not strike a soul. And Reuven says, don't spill blood. Throw him into this pit that's in the desert. Your hand should not be against him. That's what he tells the brothers. And then the Torah tells you his intention. Leman hatzilo so miyadam, in order to save him from their hands. That's Reuven's intention, his kavana. Lashivo olaviv. Interestingly, Reuven's a very weak biblical personality. The brothers and mamas don't answer him. The brothers don't even answer Reuven, so obviously he didn't speak. In the meantime, Yehuda speaks up. They listen to Yehuda, Malchus. In the meantime, Taka, Yosef is sold. Vayavru anashim midjanim socharim, men pass by, midjanim, merchants, they pull up, they take Yosef from the pit, they sell Yosef to the Ishmaelim for 20 silver pieces of kesef. Who exactly sold Yosef? It's a shayla, the brothers, the midjanim, the socharim, the anashim, we're not exactly sure. Yosef's brought down to Mitzrayim. In the meantime, Reuven comes back to the pit. Vayashav Reuven el abar, Reuven returns to the pit. Vehine ein Yosef bebar. Remember, his intention in saying let's throw him into the pit was not to kill him, it was taka to rescue him, but it was too little, too late. While he was hesitating, Yosef was sold. Reuven returns to the pit, and Yosef's not in the pit. Vayikres begadav, he tears his clothing. Vayashav alachav, he goes to his brothers, and he says to them, oh my goodness, hayalad eininu, the child is not here. Va'ani, what about me? Ana anivo, what am I going to do? How am I going to come back up to father as the bechor, and I didn't save him? Interestingly, the brothers ignore Reuven again. Reuven's a whole maisa, a whole different shir series. It's not for now, but it's very interesting. They ignore him both times. But Lamaisa, look at this instance of what happens with Reuven. Reuven hears they want to kill him. And mamish vayatsi lemiyadim. The Torah says he saves him from their hands, which he doesn't. Let's not strike a soul. Let's throw him into the pit. In order, narrates the Torah, to save him. Reuven comes back. He says, oh my God, where's the boy? What should I do? So when I want to see something. I think I could share. No. I think I could share multiple screens at a time. Could you see I came back to Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis? Okay, fine. I just want to see something. Oh, no, I can't. So what would I do? It doesn't matter. I'm going back to my handout. Do you see it's Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel? Now I'm back in Pirkei Avos. Yeah, okay. So I want you to follow me because this is Gevaldik. Forget the Torah that we're sharing for a second. Not really. Never do that. But I just want you to see what happened here when I was preparing for this year. So I start in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And I'm going through Perek Aleph. I didn't see anything that spoke to me for tonight's year. Perek Beis, nothing that spoke to me for tonight's year. Perek Gimel, I thought, oh, this is good for this coming week, Pirkei Avos Shir. Okay. Why? Because it's about Torah. And Torah is the antidote to Yavon and to Golos. But then, when I learned through the Mishnah, something in the Mishnah reminded me of this week's Parsha. And I haven't told you yet why I went to the Parsha. But the Mishnah tells us, when two people sit and there are together between them words of Torah, the Shechina is between them. Like we learned the Mishnah in the beginning. Like the Pasuk says in Malachi, Az nidbru yirei Hashem ish el re'ehu. Then one man who is God-fearing spoke to his friend who is God-fearing. Vayakshiv Hashem, Hashem listens. When two God-fearing people speak to each other, God listens. Vayishma, and he hears. Vayikasev sefer zichor on the front of Hashem writes a book of remembrances before him. Liyirei Hashem, to those who fear God. Udechosh veshma. You see, I bolded the sentence for you. So when I read this, I remembered a medrash about Reuven. So I said, I'm going to first tell you about Reuven. Now I'm going to tell you the Medrash I remembered about Reuven. Okay? So I took out my Medrash Rus Rabba. That's what this is. This is where I prepare for my Sfarim. Now my screen share. I take out my Medrash Rus Rabba, and I want to share a Medrash with you. This is Mamish Insane. One second. Okay. Did you see I came to Medrash Rus Rabbah? Okay. So you're with me. I found the Mishnah that I thought would be appropriate for this year. I mean, it's appropriate for always, but specifically, I wanted to find something shayach, teach something shayach for tonight's year. It's always shayach. I'm not saying you're right. I wanted to find the Mishnah that we would focus on for tonight's year. When I came up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, I thought this is perfect. It's about the koach of Torah, even if it's only two people, even if it's only one person. And when they sit together and they learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his name there. Then when I learned the Mishnah, it reminded me of something in the Parsha, a Medrash about Reuven. So then I took you to the screen share, and we saw in Perek Lamed Zayin that Reuven has something very unusual in the Chumash, which is that the Torah Mamash narrates something which is not true. The Torah says about Reuven, Vayishma Reuven, that's true. Reuven overhears the brothers. Vayatzilei miyadam, he saves Yosef from his hands, from their hands, which is actually not true. Let's look at the Medrash that I thought of when I learned that Mishnah. I wanted to see how the shir came together, and also I wanted to see Yad Hashem. So the Medrash Rus Rabbah teaches as follows. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Marion, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Marion says, Ba kasuv lalam decha, the Torah comes to teach you. She'im adam osa mitzvah, when you do a mitzvah, ya'asenu b'leiv av shalem. Put your whole heart into the mitzvah that you're doing. Do it like you mean it, and really mean it. When a person does a mitzvah, they should do it with a whole heart. Why, says the Medrash? She'ilu haya Reuven yodeya, she'kosh baruch hu machtiv alav. Because if Reuven would have known, if Reuven only would have known that the Torah was going to write about him, and Reuven heard, and he saved him, Yosef, from their hands, b'ktefo haya molicho etzal aviv. Had Reuven only known that the Torah was going to write about him for posterity, in the year 5,783 from creation, and the Torah was created before Bereishis even, that we would be learning Vayatzilei miyadam when we come up to the Sedra of Vayeshev, what would Reuven have done? B'ktefo haya molicho etzal aviv. Reuven would have picked up Yosef, put him on his shoulders, and walked him home. If only he would have known that the Torah would have written about him, and Reuven heard, and he saved him from their hands. The Medrash continues with other examples of biblical personalities who would have gone the extra mile if they would have known what the Torah would have said about them. Ve'ilu haya yodea aron. You see, it's Medrash Rus Rabbah, Parsha Hey Simen Vav. I didn't say it aloud for those people listening online, so because you don't see it in front of you here online. Ve'ilu haya yodea aron, shekosh baruch hu machtiv alav. If only Aaron would have known. Hinehu yotzei likrasecha. What happens? Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yudalet of Sefer Shemos. Is Hashem's had it already with Moshe, so to speak. Hashem becomes angry at Moshe. Moshe is resisting the mission to go free the Jews for a week. Hashem's not happy with Moshe anymore. And he says, "Them hello, Arnachicha Halevi, Yadati ki Yadaber Yadaber Hu, Vihine Hu Yotze the Krasecha V'ra'acha V'samach Bilibo." Hashem tells Moshe, burning bush, stop arguing with me. I'm angry at you already. Arn, your brother, the Levi, will be a spokesperson for you. He will come out to greet you, and he will be happy in his heart. So Hashem said about Aaron, Hinehu Yotzei the Korsecha, he'll come out to greet you. Says Medrash Rus Rabbah, Ilu Hayar Yodea Aaron, if Aaron would have known, Shakosh Baruch Hu Machtiv Allah, that Akosh Baruch Hu wrote about him, that he's coming out to meet you, he wouldn't have just come out with a handshake and a Shalom Aleichem, Bitupim Ubim Cholos, Hayar Yotzei the Korsecha. With tambourines and dances, with a whole parade, with a whole bruchim habaim, tzaddik balayir, Aaron would have come to meet Moshe. If only he would have known. Another example. V'ilu haya yodeya Boaz. If Boaz would have known, in Rus, Shakosh Baruch Hu Machtiv Alav, that Kosh Baruch Hu wrote about him, Vayitzba la kali, vatochal, vatispa, vatosar. If only Boaz would have known that the Torah would have written, he handed her parched grain, and she ate and she was satiated, and there was some left over, which she took home to Naomi. Okay, it's in Rus Perak Yud Gimel. Perak Gimel, what am I saying? Not Yud Gimel. It's in Rus and Perak Gimel. The Pasuk tells us that Rus goes to gleans in the field of Boaz, and he tells her, you don't have to go anyone else's field. Stay in my field to glean. and you can eat with my boys. And at the time of the meal, Boaz gave her parched grain. Whatever was left from the grain that they gleaned, and he toasted some grain, that's what Boaz gave her. Had Boaz known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would write about him in Megillas Rus, Vayitzpah la Kali, he gave her some parched grain, some dry toast, Vatocha, but she ate it, because beggars can't be choosers, pun is intended, Vatispa, she was satiated, Vatosa, there was some of the which she would have given to Naomi. Had Boaz only known, Agavos muftamos hayamachila, he would have given her steak, fattened calves. He would have given her parched grain, have some popcorn, have some stale bread, have some malbo toast, big shai with a bracha. I don't know if you eat them, but okay. He wouldn't have given her those foods, some roasted corn. He would have given her fat and calves. He would have given her steak. He would have given her London broil. He would have given her, I don't know, standing rib roast. If only he would have known. She ate his parched grain and she was satiated. That's what the Torah wrote about him. So this is what the Medrash says. When a person does an act, when a person does a mitzvah, make sure you put your whole self into it. Because had Reuven known that the Torah was going to write about him, he saved Yosef, he would have carried it home on his shoulders. Had Aaron known, it would have said, he'll come out to me with a handshake and a shalom aleichem. Aaron would have gone out with tambourines and dances. And had Boaz known that the Torah was going to record for all generations to know that all he gave her was parched grain, but a shanda. She's a poor girl. Where's your hachnesus arachim? Where's your tzedakah? Where's your pay aleka and shechacha? He would have given her a big steak. So therefore, if you do a mitzvah, do it believe, Shalim. Rabbi Cohen, Rabbi Yeshua, dis chinin, b'shem Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Cohen, Rabbi Yeshua, from dichsinin, and the name of Rabbi Levi says, what about today? Okay, Reuven's action, we recorded. Aaron's actions were recorded. Boaz's actions were recorded. What about us? The canon is closed. The biblical canon's closed. Is anyone really paying attention? Is anyone recording what we do? Lisha Avar, Haya Adam Osa Mitzvah, Vahanavi Kosva. It used to be in the past, when there was Nevuah, when the biblical canon was open, a person would do an action, a mitzvah, and the Navi would write it. So you could learn about Reuven in Perek Lamed Zayin in the Sedra of Vayeshev, and you could learn about Aaron in Perek Dalet in Shemos, and you could learn about Boaz, the whole Megillah is only four prakim long, in Perek Gimel Rus. Because it used to be when someone did an action, the Navi would record it. The Achshav, but now, Kishadam Osa Mitzvah Mikosva, when you do a good deed, when you sponsor a shir, it's a schuss for a baby, Rachman Hatzlan, to have a refuah shleima. It's a tremendous mitzvah. It's a tremendous schuss. You're being marbit star. Who writes it down? Who's writing it down? There are chavdad books of Tanakh, and that's it. Chavdad sifrei Tanakh, and it's closed. So the Medrash says, Eliyahu kosva. Eliyahu writes it down. U'malach ha-mashiach v'akosh baruch u'choseim al yadehim. Ach HaMashiach and Kosh Baruch Hu sign. So I sat down to prepare. I began really mamish in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Av Mishnah Alf. I really didn't know what I was going to teach. Last week I also didn't know what I was going to teach. I prepared something and I ended up teaching something else. Tonight I'm teaching what I prepared. And I come to this Mishnah and I say, oh, you know what? I'm going to teach this Mishnah. I'm going to teach this Mishnah because it's about the importance of Torah learning. And Torah is what conquered the Greeks. Torah is what keeps us alive in Galus. Torah is the Jewish neshama. So I'm going to teach about Torah. What is going on at the door? Oh, hi! Come say hi to Bobby. I keep hearing noises. It's not Coco. Much better than Coco. Come say hi to Bobby. Bend down a little. She can't see you. Hi, Bobby. You could say hi. You can say hi to everyone else also.
Hi. Hello.
Baruch Hashem, my son from New Jersey. So I didn't know what I was hearing because Coco's upstairs.
Got it.
So nice. What a nice surprise. So I come to this Mishnah and I say that Torah is what conquers the Yavanim. And that's what Chanukah is. It's a Yom Tov of Torah. It's a spiritual victory. And then this Mishnah reminded me of the Parsha. Why did the Mishnah remind you of the Parsha? You should know by now. Because the Pasuk in Malachi says, two people who are sitting and learning Torah, the Pasuk says, Vayakshev Hashem, Hashem pays attention, Vayishama, he listens, Vayikasev Sefer Zichar on the fun of. The Book of Remembrances is written before him. When I saw what the Mishnah said, I remember that the Mishnah in Medrash Rus Rabbah talks about Reuven and Aaron and Boaz that Hashem writes in a Book of Remembrances. She said, this is perfect. Hashem arranged my shir. So I'm learning from my Medrash Rus Rabbah. And I come to the very end of the Medrash, which I didn't show you yet. And I really only, I said to Hillam. I'll say which kapitach I said. I said, Kuf Chav Zayin. Lo gava libi, velo ramu enai. Velo hichlachti bigdolos uvniflos mimeni. No, Kuf Lamed Aleph. That's one kapitach I said. And then I said, Kuf Chav Zayin. Shemas l'shlamu im Hashem lo yivna bayishav amu bonobo. And then I said, Mizmor l'soda. This is not normal. I didn't finish the Medrash for you yet. What's the proof? Oh my God, this is so not normal. It's not normal. What is the proof that the Medrash brings that Akash Baruch Hu writes, no, that Eliyahu writes, and Melech HaMashiach and Akash Baruch Hu sign? What's the proof? Look at my screen. How does the Medrash end? Hadahu dichtivd, like the pasuk says in Malachi, Parak Gimel, pasuk Tazayin, Az nidbru yirei Hashem ish el rei ehu. There's a pasuk in Parak Avos, the Mishnah that I randomly chose to teach tonight, that reminded me not only of Chanukah, but of Reuven in our Sedra, specifically the Medrash that teaches you that all of your actions are written. The Mishnah that I chose quotes a pasuk from Malachi, Perek Yemel, pasuk Tazayin. Az nidbru yirei Hashem ish el rei ehu. And I come to the end of the Mishnah, Medrash. And you know what pasuk the Medrash quotes to prove that all our actions are written and recorded? The exact same pasuk that the Mishnah quotes. I don't know if you're copying what I'm telling you. I don't know how to make it clear. Okay. I'm in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah teaches us that Hashem comes to two people who are sitting and learning Torah, or spaying a word of Torah, and it quotes a pasuk from Malachi, Perek Gimel, pasuk Tazayin, as proof. And the pasuk is, Az nidbru yirei Hashem isha re'ehu. Then the God-fearing speak to each other one to another. Hashem pays attention, he listens, and he writes it in the Sefer Zikaron. So I read that Mishnah, and I said, I learned the Mishnah. I said, oh, you know, it reminds me of Reuven. Because I know that there's a medrash in Rus Rabbah that tells you that even though the biblical canon is closed, Hashem writes down all of our actions in the Sefer Zikaron. So then I went to the medrash that I remember because I've taught it before by Megillas Rus in the spring. And I'm reading through the medrash and I come to the last line of the medrash. And the raya of the medrash is the exact same pasuk that the Mishnah quotes. I did not remember the raya of the medrash. I remembered about Reuven and Aaron and Boaz. And I remembered that the Medrash says that Eliyahu Navi writes it and Akash Baruch Hu signs it. But I did not remember the proof, the raya that the Medrash brings. The raya of the Mishnah that Akash Baruch Hu is with two people who are sitting and learning. And the raya of the Medrash that everything we do is recorded is the exact same pasuk from 24 books of Tanakh that are thousands and thousands and thousands of psukim in the 24 books of Tanakh. And the Mishnah that I chose randomly to teach you brings a ray from a pasuk that the Medrash I thought of quotes the exact same pasuk. It's not normal. And the best part is in my Medrash Rus Rabbah, if you probably can't see, the pasuk is actually highlighted. So it was like jumping out of me on the page. It's highlighted from previous teachings. It's highlighted. Az nidabru yish, yirei Hashem ish. No, I almost stopped. I froze and I just said to Hillel. Because I didn't even know what to do. So there's a few lessons. One is the lesson of what we're learning. And the other is the lesson of seeing Ashkachas Hashem in our lives all around us all the time. You just realize you're just a pawn on the stage. Akash Baruch Hu just pushes you and moves you and guides you to where he wants you to be. And you're just an actor on the stage, the great stage of the Ribono Shel Olam. He's the conductor. He's the director. He's the creator, and he's the screenwriter. And if only a person would know what Hashem would write about him, how inspired he would be to make sure he does his actions with a full heart. So when two people sit and they learn, and they don't have any Torah, they're an emotion of leitzim, says Rabbi Chanina ben Chajan. He was a Sarugi Malchus. But two people who sit and they learn Torah, it's gevaldik. You bring the Shekhinah between you. Chanukah is coming. You know, people say, next week do we have shir? I said, next week do we have shir? Not only this venue, I'm even. I said, what better ways are to celebrate Chanukah? Donuts, latkes, whatever. Chocolate, gelt. What better way to celebrate Chanukah than with Torah? What are we celebrating? What was the whole triumph? And two people sit. We're not the Gedolei Hador, we're lay people. Invest, inject some Kedusha into that meal. You bring the Shekhinah right there with you. Shekhinah Shuri B'neihem. Say something of Torah, something of Kedusha, something of meaning. Not just about the salad you ate last night and what you're preparing for Shabbos. It's also Kedusha. We're our mothers, wives, Torah Simecha, I know. Make your meal holy. And even if it's one person and you have no one else to talk to, sometimes it happens. You meet a sefer, you zoom into a shir, you listen to something online. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Because a pasuk says in Malachi, Vayakshiv Hashem, Vayishama, Vayikasiv Sefer Zichron on the Lefanav. Kosh Baruch Hu is paying attention. He's listening. He's writing down everything we're doing. Which reminded me of Reuven. Because it says, Vayishma Reuven Vayasilenu Miyadam. Vayomer Lona Kenu Nefesh. Which reminded me of the Medrash Rus Rabbah. Parshav Hei Mishnava Medrash Vav. Parshav Hei Simavav. The Medrash brings you three examples of biblical personalities who would have done it just a little bit better if only they would have known. If only Reuven would have known. If only Aaron would have known. If only Boaz would have known. Do it better when you can do it. Give it your all. Do it with a smile. Do it with simcha. Do it with a cheshek. Not begrudgingly, because you don't know what Hashem is writing about you. But then the Medrash says, who writes down anything about us anymore? I'm not making it into the 24 books of Tanakh, and neither are you. I'm not insulting anybody. Pshat, it's just not happening. Is anyone even paying attention anymore? So the answer is yes. Kisha Adam osa mitzvah. You do a good, no, I shouldn't say good deed. That's the wrong translation of a mitzvah. You fulfill a mitzvah? Mi kosva, who writes it? Does anyone even write it? Is anyone paying attention to me? Eliyahu kosva. Hine uba yavav yigalinu. Hine uba mashiach tzidkenu. B'mhera b'yameinu, Mashiach tzidkenu. Eliyahu Navi writes it. U'malach ha-Mashiach, v'kosh baruch hu chosi, al yadeim. Kosh baruch hu bears witness that you did the mitzvah, so do it with your full heart. Hadahu dichtiv, like the pasuk says in Malachi, az nidbru yirei Hashem ish al re'ehu. Ayakshiv Hashem v'yishama, because of Zecher, Sefer, Zikar, and Lefanef. I was so moved. First I was just stunned. I was silent. And I said three kapitach of Tehillim. Shema su David Hashem lo gava libi lo ramu enai lo ilach tibi gdolos uveniflos mimeni. And then I said Shema su shlomo im Hashem lo yivne bayishav amu bonobo. And I said, Mizmor Lasoda, the greatest triumph over the Yavanim is our Torah HaKadosha. Lulei sarascha sha'ashu ai, az avadati va'ani. How do we survive the millennia of Galus? It's dark. Someone just said to me today, she really dislikes the short days. It's like the middle of the afternoon, it's dark already. It's a metaphor for Galus. It's dark, it's painful, it's difficult. We stumble, we trip. The Umas Olam are strong. We seem weak. Israel is hated. The Jews are mocked. How do we get through it? And two people sit together. When one person sits by themselves and they're Osek in Torah, you bring the Shekhinah into the world, into your lives, into your homes. And when you do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there. And it's written in the Sefer Zichar on the front of. And don't forget Reuven, had he only known, and Aaron, and Boaz. However, although Avda Tikva Tenu, the biblical kind of might be closed, but God's Sefer Zichar is never closed. You want to know how you bring Mashiach? Do a mitzvah. Eliyahu, Mashiach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are writing and stamping. Tadahu Dichtiv, Malachi Perkim, Pasuk Tesayim. I mean, how is it possible that I happen to choose this Mishnah and this Medrash? Is that normal? It's not normal. And it's Vayeshev. It's Mamash about Reuven. Of all the sources and called Torah Kula, that's what I chose. This Mishnah and that Medrash? How is that possible? We're actors on God's stage. And we're here to be Ovdei Hashem. To fulfill Ratzon Hashem. And to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim b'chol ma'aseh yadeinu. And when you live a life like that, Oz nidibru yirei Hashem ish ereehu. You have two Yerei Shamayim who sit and speak. This year is almost going for 3 years. It's because of all of you who sponsor this year and all of you who are participating. It's almost 3 years. It's unbelievable. When people sit Yerei Shamayim and they speak together, one man to their friend, God's listening. And he's paying attention. And he says, bring me my Sefer Zikaron. These people lived up to the potential in who they are. They are Yirei Shamayim. They contemplate his name. It is those deeds, those actions, that Sefer HaZikaron, that Be'ezras Hashem will bring Eliyahu Navi and Melech HaMashiach, and it is the Torah Kedosha that won over Yavan. And it's the Torah Kedosha that will take us out of this terrible galus. It's a very appropriate cheer for both sponsorships. Michelle Weiss didn't know why she was sponsoring. And then she said, this is so basheret. I just heard of this matzav. I want to sponsor Zaschus for Tinoch Ben Rachel. It's a mitzvah and a chesed. Our batas haTorah and the schus of this baby's refuah. That is written in a Sefer Zikaron. And how appropriate, Malki Sultan, for your father-in-law, whose whole life was devoted to Torah. Who started in the Mir in Europe, who ran away with the yeshiva, and who ended with the Mir in Brooklyn. A life devoted to Shnayim Sheyoshvim, Shnayim Sheyoshvim, V'yesh B'neim Divrei Torah, Shechina Shuei B'neihim. Shbiz Chust Gevaldik. Torah's Gevaldik. You who join are Gevaldik. This Shir group is beyond the Kiddush Hashem. Shbiz Chust Refuah for Tinoch Ben Rachel. I don't think we're ever going to forget the pasuk from Malachi. Pergimel, pasuk tazayin. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh. A lichtige Chanukah Sameach. And yes, be'ezrat Hashem, we do have shiur next week on Chanukah. Thank you so, so much, everybody. Thank you. Good Shabbos.